telling on to the president at that time. Then you get a very positive story about this is what you want to do. You finished your job here, housing starts, you see your point. The way I would work it out, I put out a hell of a blast about the greatest accomplishments in housing history. So now, if you finish this work, now you have interest in other fields. You're interested in this field, this field, this field, the concentration of power, you know what I mean? And if you believe that it's necessary to develop public support and public understanding of these issues, that this is the way you came into politics, and this is the way that you feel that you can make a contribution now. I would say that at the time of your resign.
Let me ask this.
In order to build your organization.
Let me ask this. John Rhodes has asked me to come down to platform. Now, each of these three problems bear directly housing and problems of responsibility.
Yeah.
We discussed it before, the question of whether I might discuss these with the platform.
Yeah.
I don't mean to do
yeah.
And you said, well, they might want to fuzz them up in the way they might do with the platform. I understand that.
Yeah,
the platform is the question. But is there any reason why I couldn't, or you would feel it would be unwise for me to participate in that hearing?
Well, the only problem that I see no problem
but
participating in. No problem there. But I wouldn't like you to go down and get rebuffed by the platform committee. See my point? Don't get in that position
now.
Because then it would have a wrong impression.
Yeah.
And so I would say that because, platforms always, particularly at the national level, they just simply, all they do is compromise the interests of various people. I think that the best stage, actually, the best way to launch, you wouldn't want to launch your thing before because if you did, you can't raise the money, you can have the interest
later.
But you could say, this is what I plan to do after the election.
That's exactly right.
But you should announce it at the time you resign.
That's right.
See, I agree. Then that gets you set off, and then I could, in my first say that I think this would render a great service to the country to have this kind of organization.
Yeah.
Give it the presidential blessing. Gets you started in a different way than government got started, which started out in an antagonistic position to government, which you're not going to do.
Not at all.
You're going to say, I want to work with government, I want to work with business, I want to work with the labor, all that. It seems to me that that's the kind of a way that, in other words, that you go out with a positive thing, say, I've accomplished this, I've accomplished this, or you can point out the things that have been accomplished, and then announce your new thing, and lay the foundation for it. That'll be kind of what the press will be looking for, that kind of story, sort of a positive one, rather than going out as a one that seems to be precipitate. You can't lay the foundation. I think we can lay a pretty good foundation on this in a way that you go out in a strong way. Naturally, you can make your points very effectively, too.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Bob, I will not be on
your mind. I think that's wise.
I can assure you
that I'll work with you. Today you can say, well, as a matter of fact,
okay.
You can say, I'm sure that in the cabinet that 6 months ago you had a conversation with the president about the fact that you were very anxious to do some work in the non-political area.
In a private
capacity that is related to public service.
That's right.
That's the way I describe it.
That's right.
That's about it. And the president requested that you stay on, that requested that because of the housing, you might say. You might say that 6 months ago, the first of this year, would you say this way?
Private capacity.
In private capacity, which is related to public, which is closely related to public service, in a private capacity, that I expressed my desire. President asked you to stay on because of the enormous importance of our housing program. And you have done that. We haven't made any decision about it. And right now you're in the middle of this Wilkes-Barre thing, you know what I mean? And continuing other things. You have nothing to announce today. What about the future? say right now that I'm not gonna, I'm interested in getting this wheelchair ramp. If you could say that, I'd rather ask you to continue to do this.
Well, I think it's a recommendation. I think if they ask me about second term, I'd say my long range interest is I've indicated the president.
Oh, yeah, that I would not.
In private.
Yeah, that's right. You could say, no, I told the president 6 months ago. They might say the first of this year, I'm a long term president and express my desire then to do this. President asked me to stay on because of housing.
That's
I have stayed on. See, that puts you in the position that we've asked you to stay on, which is true.
That's right.
Then asked me to stay on. You did ask me.
Well, first,
well, it's the truth. I mean, that helps. Then he said, and I did. And they said, now at the present time, as far as my plans, I had no plans as far as staying on the calendar. But right now, I'm in the middle of this Wilkes-Barre thing, and I'm not going to discuss what we're planning. But I do have some ideas that I had later. Then you see, that gives us about 3 weeks to get Wilkes-Barre launched. And then, right after the convention, you're in a good position to do what you want.
I have stuff to
excellent.
See, there's a game.
I'm grateful to you. And then, let me, I'll do the PR on this.
I'm grateful.
I'll get the hold of it on it. He's an expert at this PR stuff.
Yeah.
We'll get it set up in a way. And I let me rewrite the letter, too.
So well, that's, but that was written with a different purpose. But fine, I appreciate the suggestion.
You know what I mean about it.